Consider the axolotl. It's a salamander in Mexico. We hope it's endangered, with an unusual life cycle. While most other salamanders change from aquatic larvae to adults by shedding gills, developing lungs, and living on land, axolotls don't. They become sexually mature in the larval form, and they have the cutest smile, someone said. More remarkably, in their larval state, they can regenerate lost limbs, not as long stumps, but fully structured with digits and fully functional. Many other amphibians, fish, and invertebrates can also regenerate a number of organs and tissues. We animals can't come close. We're only able to regenerate skin patches and some of our liver, but never even a single digit, and never the nerves that get severed to even an intact limb. Why not? Recently, Kentaro Hirose and 27 colleagues reported their pursuit of regeneration of heart tissue in 41 animal species, humans, the sperm whale, zebra fish, and so on. There is a strong correlation of metabolic rate, also body temperature and thyroid hormone levels, with the fraction of heart muscle cells that are diploid, normal chromosome count, and able to divide, enabling regeneration, rather than having multiple copies of chromosomes. We're warm, we can't regenerate. The physiological mechanistic link between being very warm-blooded but unable to regenerate heart muscle is unknown. You can find more at krwg.org/program/science-digest, including past segments.